Okay, we continue the Mishnah Berurah Siman Resh Nun Gimel Sif Beis. We're in Mishnah Berurah Siman Katan Nun Hey. We're talking about returning something to the fire. You took it off the fire on Shabbos. You're returning it on Shabbos. We listed a number of things you need, and one of the criteria the Ramah adds is Va'odah B'yodah. It is still in your hand. Ritzoin Alomer means to say Shlo Heiser Hakdera Miyodo. You did not remove the pot from your hand, me'es nitiloso min akira, from the time you took it off the stove, ad shor shechzerenu, until the time you put it back. Ulafuke, what is it coming to exclude? Iminicha al gabe mita, let's say you put it on a bed, o safsal, on a bench. Uchedoima, or anything similar, is bein time in the interim. And the Ramah holds that which it's havi kamosha nichal gabe karka bain time. If you put it on anything like that, it's like you put it on the ground. Shulchan Aruch said, if you can't put it on the ground, the Ramah says, really put it, you release it from your hand and put it on anything. Okay, which is vezeh aser lukuli alma, and that which you put on the ground is prohibited to everybody, even the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah is adding, if you release it from your hand and put it on anything. And why is that? Because the batlalei hashir rishona, because that first shehiyah, that first leaving it on the stove, is nullified once you put it on the ground, or if you release it from your hand, like the Ramah, v'shuv, and now, kishemachzir, when you put it back, umeinicha al gabi akira, and you put it on top of the stove, havile kamoshev l'chachila al gabi akira k'v'shabbos, it looks like you're putting it for the very first time on Shabbos. And what's wrong with that? V'chachamim lo hitir, the chachamim did not allow that, elo chazar, only something that looks like you're returning it to the stove, avolo lahoshev l'chila, but not put it initially, even though it's completely cooked, and there's nothing wrong according to the laws of cooking that you have transgressed because it's already fully cooked. We come up with still and all, what's the problem? Since you're placing it in a way that's how a person normally does cooking, Nira, it looks like it looks like you're cooking it for the first time. And people will think that you're allowed to cook something on Shabbos. So what the Shulchan Aruch said is that you cannot put it on the floor. So the Ramah is adding that you cannot release it from your hand. So again, let's go over the conditions so far. The stove has to be, the coals have to be either covered or removed. Because why? We don't want to have any concern, what you always have, that you may stoke the fire. That's number one. And then we said it has to be hot, right? If it's not hot, then it, again, we'll be looking like you'll be cooking it, right? And now we've added that the Ramah says it has to still be in your hand, as opposed to Shulchan Aruch, who then says you can't put it on the ground. Okay, Nun Vav, the Ramah adds the next criteria, is that dafka to return it? This is a vidaito, and your mind was to return it. Nun vav vidaito lachzira hatam gam ken kenisko. The reason is also, as we mentioned before, shayideza, that since it's in your mind that when you took it off that you plan on returning it, lo batla dain hashehi rishona, that first keeping on top hasn't been nullified. Shehisha osal kira meodyom, because remember you did put it on before Shabbos. Since you plan on returning it when you took it off, before it cools down, then it's like the original leaving it on there is still intact. But when initially, when you took it, you didn't have that in mind, and you thought you're going to take it off, and you didn't even think about putting it back. And then afterwards, you change your mind to put it back on, takef, right away after you took it off. Ramah says, "Osur, it's not allowed." Even though you didn't put it on the ground, again, it's like you put it initially on Shabbos for the first time. Okay, So now you got to have these conditions, according to Ramah, must be. These ones Ramah adds to Shulchan Aruch, I'd say. It's got to be in your hand. You did not take it off, release it out of anything. And you had to have in mind to put it back. So now, look in the Baralach that we explained. We brought many Mishonim kilim who are lenient. If it's in your hand, at least, I feel like that will happen, even if you didn't plan on returning it, or the reverse. Those are lenient, but you planned on putting it back, if you put it in your hand. So in other words, if you have one of these two Ramah's conditions, it will still be okay, according to many Rishonim. Okay? As long as, let's say you put it on a chair or a countertop as opposed to the floor. Floor is no-no. But not to me, we're going to put things on the floor. But so veneer would appear in a time of need, where you really need the food. You can rely on that. All right, so that's an important. So these, the other three conditions, everybody agrees to, that it has to be covered, the fire has to be covered, it has to be fully cooked, it has to be warm, right? Those, we already said, have to be. But these other two, the Ramah adds, if b'dieved, you have one of the two, you're okay. And now we have the next point, nun zayin, v'daf gal gaba, only if you're going to put it on top of the stove, but not inside the stove. Nun zayin, that al oved fonasevela, it's on the sides of the wall, from the top. O shesom kisachol, or you put a cover over the hole, over the stove. Remember, their stoves had a hole on the top. You put the pot on top of the cover. Even if you put it inside the air of the stove, but and some of the edges are protruding outside, like a pot that's narrow at the bottom but wide at the top. Gam kain bichlal al gabi avi. That's considered on top of it. V'lon likritoch. It's not considered inside of it. El kishavas akter kol kakaris al kakaris akira. Only when the pot is sitting on the floor of the oven. So this is the case. Look at the picture here. That is permitted. This is permitted. Where it's a little bit is protruding out. Some is in. That's okay. The problem is when it's sitting on the floor of the oven. Nunches avol l'toch ha'aser, but if you put it inside the stove, it is prohibited. The kaven shu mamid l'toch ha'kederch shemavashim, since you're putting it in the way it is normally cooked, tutter usually, near kemavash, it looks like you are cooking it, something that was not cooked. Okay, that's in the brackets, is the Rashba. So that doesn't look like returning. V'olsan akira she'en lem toch v'chala, what about a stove that does not have an inner area to put it in? Elahim pshutos v'tochan v'gabon echad. They're simple, and the inside and the top is one. Well, I guess it's just flat top. Mutar l'hachslahem. It's okay to return to them. The ein aleim shem toch. It doesn't have the name of toch inside. So that would seem to be like our stove. Our stoves, where it's just flat on the top, right? If there's a fire in the kira, have to look in Simon Shin Yud Ches. Okay, so now, what about a tanur? Remember, a tanur makes things a lot hotter. You can't even do it if it's cleaned out. Okay, ubatanur afilu husuk bakash ubagava iskel, even though it was cooked, fueled with straw and stubble, where there's no coals, still won't help because it's very hot. For who adin l'kofa, so is the din with a kofa, the double one, right? Dalolahutra chazara l'kuli alma elabekrufa. We only allow returning it if it is cleaned out. Ubetanu ubekufa, but these types of stoves, shavolim rav, the heat is so intense, l'mahani grifa, cleaning out the coals will not help, as we already said in Sif Aleph. Samach, what else? Anything more?
So even if it's well, the other conditions,
Yeah, but we don't have those. Our stoves are like regular Kiras. We're okay. Vidavka shetavsha. What was the last thing they said? The food item has to be cooked fully. Then you're allowed to return it. So now, Vidavka shetavsha. Koya resha is going on the very beginning of the halacha. De Omar, afilu b'Shabbos mutar lachzir, that you can return on Shabbos al gabe kira on top of the oven kishak teva rosagas, when the pot is hot. Uzerber is explaining the davar shu mavushal kol tzorgi has to be fully cooked. Avolanin special kol tzorgi is not fully cooked. Shaykh ach rav od bishul still can be cooked. You're cooking more when you're putting it back. Vayin b'masha nichtav l'kamen b'simin shin cheslo kavurut over there. Okay, so that's important. It has to be fully cooked. Some things are very obvious. If it's not fully cooked, now you will be putting it back on. We'll be cooking it, right? It has to be, the stove has to be cleaned out, or else you'll stoke the fire. And it still has to be hot, because if it's hot, then it doesn't give the appearance that you're putting it there for the first time. Those three are nothing to discuss. Only those two, the Rambam adds, is what to discuss. However, the Shulchan Aruch then continued, but if it's not fully cooked, you can't put it even on top to the Kira. Now, this is all, it says that we're on the Shulchan Aruch now. One more. Afilu Kira Cheres. You can return it to another stove. If it's fully cooked, then you can even put it onto another stove, from one stove and put it onto another stove. Afilu Im Havla Meruba. Even the next stove is hotter, you're showing the first one, become rak bechlal chazar. Just consider returning, make sure it's allowed. Let's say it was insulated in something. I'm going into insulation now. This was insulated in a way that was permitted. Now you want to put it into a stove. The opposite, from a stove to insulating. Usher, that's not allowed. The Zeb Pula Chadosh, that's a totally different type of cooking process. One is over a stove and one is insulated, or reverse. Ve'intomni mechashecha, you're not allowed to insulate after dark. Afilu derashe mosav hevel, even doesn't add heat. Ukadul kamon. Therefore, you can't switch it from the stove to now insulate it, or from the insulate to the stove. Let's say you have it all wrapped up and nice and warm, but it's not on a stove, it's insulated. You can't put it now on a stove. And from a stove, you can't now put it and insulate it, because that's different. That's totally a different issue. From a stove to another stove, that is allowed. Okay, we'll continue Shulchan Aruch tomorrow.